Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 9 for Monday, August 8th. I'm Jade Marcus. The ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were $3 to $4 per ton stronger in early activity on Monday. The November contract was up $3.50 at $4.53 a ton, following advances made in the Chicago Board of Trade soy complex. Chicago's soybeans, soy oil, and soy meal advanced as strong export demand underpinned the market. Canola is holding above key support levels, which further propped up prices. Parts of Western Canada are too wet, which is adding a weather premium to the market. However, advances in the Canadian dollar against its U.S. counterpart limited gains on Monday. The loonie strengthened alongside crude oil futures in early activity, which is bearish for canola. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all stronger. Soybeans were up 5 to 9 cents on Monday with the August contract at 10.13, gaining with increased sales out of the country. U.S. exporters made more than 2 million tons of daily sales last week, which is supportive for prices. There are still some spec fund traders active in the soybean market, which further underpin prices. Mostly favorable weather across the U.S. Midwest capped advances as soybeans are moving into a key period of development. Corn prices were unchanged to up 2 cents in early activity with the September contract at $3.27 a bushel, pressured by the expectation for high yields this year. Some market projections peg yields near 170 bushels an acre, which is bearish. The market is holding steady ahead of key reports from the United States Department of Agriculture on Friday. The expectation for strong export sales limited declines on Monday. For wheat, prices were up 1 to 6 cents with the Chicago September contract at $4.22 a bushel. Front contracts were underpinned by investors short covering. Positioning ahead of Friday's USDA reports were also a feature. However, gains were limited by the expectation for a huge Canadian wheat crop this year. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, August 8th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.